everybody, and welcome to episode 14 of Japan Time. I'm your host, as always, Roger DiLuigi, Roger's Base. I am joined by the entire original first episode cast this week. That's right, we got Shofu, we've got Zeph, we've got Ricky Cocaine.
Ricky Cocaine!
And we have coming back to us from the first week, Mr. Black Blastoise.
Black, say hi.
Hello.
Joining us, along with the whole initial first cast group of people, we got Warchamp7 joining us.
Yay.
We got Duncan Knee Deep joining us.
What's up?
Who is graciously hosting the call right now. Thank you very much. And he's also the reason you guys are listening to the stream. And finally, guest from last week, he's becoming almost like a regular, Mr. Styles X2.
Good.
All right, so let's jump right into it. There's quite a bit to discuss this week. We have a lot of character announcements, player announcements, a Sakurai interview to talk about, Project M stuff, a whole bunch of stuff, Apex details, so let's get right to it. The first picture, this is for December 23rd. It's a picture of Rosalina with Pit, with Peach and Mario. I said Pit, hello. And it's basically just talking about Rosalina's height and weight in comparison to the other characters in the game. So Rosalina is a relatively tall character. Like, she's a big character physically. However, she's an extremely light character. So she's easily knocked away on the stage based on what Sakurai said.
You know what this tells me?
What?
It tells me they have learned nothing from Mewtwo in Melee.
I feel like just watching the footage of Rosalina, though, and in Black, I even know you wanted to talk about this because you were mentioning like clips and things like that. I feel like she is going to be way better than Mewtwo ever was.
But it's just the fact that she's light with a big model. It's just not good. That's all.
I don't know. I feel like the range will make up for it with her, considering she's got the Luma, so... But we'll see. I don't... And also...
Hey. There is no way a Luma is going to compete against an up smash from Fox. Just saying.
Hey, that thing ate a fully charged Samus beam thing.
And it took down one of Villager's trees, too.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's blasphemy.
What?
But also, I want to point out, too, and this is...
And then we lost Roger. What's new?
Well, that was record time, I think.
Yeah, I think that was about a three-minute episode. Fantastic.
Awesome. Okay, that's a wrap. I'll just end the stream here, and we'll move
on. And,
hopefully he comes back.
I'm just gonna keep on talking, or we're gonna cut up the clips.
Well, he was in the middle of a thought when he died.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't die. I'm right here. What are you talking about?
You died.
You might die. You might die.
They said there's a problem with this call, and you disappeared.
See, that's just your magic. That's Rosalina's magic. All right. So, anyways, let's jump to the next picture then.
All right, we'll go to the next picture. Pretend that never happened. It's the Rainbow Road.
Exactly. So the next picture, yeah, it's Rainbow Road. It's the so we talked about a couple episodes ago that there was going to be a Rainbow Road stage based on that first trailer with Rosalina. Now we finally got one. The big question is whether or not there's going to be a companion stage on the Wii U version. However, you could see in this picture, Sakurai says, "Happy holidays. This is Christmas Eve. Here's a new 3DS stage, Rainbow Road. It can't be explained in one picture, but it's going to be a cruise type stage," meaning like Isle Delfino, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And I thought that was going to be fine. When I first saw this picture, I'm like, all right, cool, a cruise stage, it's fine, it can be fair. And then as we will see later in the week, or I guess a couple weeks later, the stage gets disgusting and I'm never going to want to play in the stage.
It strikes me as like the more like the F-Zero Raceway stage, if that makes sense, if you see the next picture.
It looks like Mute City from Melee.
I think the thing about the Rainbow Road stage in this, though, as opposed to Mute City, is in Mute City, I always thought the cars came, like, vertically, if that makes any sense. I don't think they ever came horizontally.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, but in this one, I think they're going to be coming horizontally, because you could even see in one of the later pictures that they're coming from the side of the stage, kind of like the Mario Kart stage in the Wii version, which we all unanimously said we hated.
Yeah.
But, oh well. All right, we're going to jump to the next picture then, because I don't think any of us want to talk about Rainbow Road anymore. This one, I'm sorry, Styles. Your favorite character got deconfirmed. I'm sorry. So on Christmas Day, Sakurai just tweeted out a picture with the caption, "Yellow characters," with Pikachu, the Luma, and I'm sorry again, Styles, Starfy, who's now confirmed to be an assist trophy.
Oh, you didn't actually think that was going to be a playable character, did you?
I prayed for it. I mean, I love Starfy.
I don't know. I feel like right now, though, I don't know what else they could do with Starfy, like, to make him a fully playable character. I feel like it's fine that he's an AT. And then Sakurai actually made a point, or not Sakurai, maybe whoever's tweeting is Sakurai or posting these is Sakurai, made a point to comment to say, no, this is, mind you, this is an assist trophy, because the characters all get confirmed on the website and not just like on random Miiverse posts. So yeah, he's officially AAT, but that's okay. That wasn't the big news about that week. The big news about that week
Ricky's
was the first...
Ricky's trying to say something, but he's outside. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, Ricky? Hello?
Can you guys really not hear me all the time?
Of course, we can never hear you, bro. You're always outside.
Inside of a box at the bottom of the ocean right now.
Well, can you hear me temporarily right now?
Yeah, now we can hear you. Okay.
For this 5 seconds. This is the first time that Roger's about to turn into Auntie Cleo for a minute, but this is the first time that you were wrong, because I remember specifically you said on Christmas it was going to be like the villager's tree with...
Luma.
One of the Luma.
The Luma on top. Because I thought that would make the most sense for Christmas.
Yeah, it did. It would have made a lot of sense, but Sakurai doesn't listen to you, except for these next couple ones.
That's a very good segue, Ricky.
The reason he didn't do the Christmas tree thing is because the Christmas tree thing is all about Christmas, and there's, like, Jews and stuff out there in the world.
The other thing is... We've got to remember how different Christmas is in Japan as well. You've got to remember that.
Christmas in Japan, everybody orders KFC.
Yeah.
And they, like...
And goes on dates. It's a romantic holiday.
So December is Black History Month for them?
Ladies and gentlemen, Tech Blast Notes has returned.
All right.
Oh, God. What's going to happen? All right, let's just go to the next thing before we offend anybody else.
So the big reveal,
the first of two big reveals. I even put a hashtag, I called it on Twitter. We got Zelda. We got the big Zelda announcement. Zelda is coming back to us. There's a lot to talk about with Zelda. First and foremost,
hot.
Using the Twilight Princess mod. So
who just did that?
Who's dying back there?
What, did you have something to say?
I've said it.
We didn't hear you. You had this exasperated, like, and then it left.
That's it.
That's what he was trying to say.
Zelda was announced. Yeah, okay. Great. It's great.
Are you going to be a hater all your life, Warchan?
No. I'm not hating on anything.
Is this coming from the man who hated on Olimar? Hello?
Fuck Olimar!
Wow!
I wasn't saying anything bad.
I have to keep my words, I guess.
I'm happy about Zelda, because she looks amazing.
All right, I don't know about all that.
I said it before, I don't like the Twilight Princess model. I'm not a fan.
Why do you think Zelda and Ivysaur are so overpowered in Project M?
Right, but that brings up a good discussion, though, because based on these pictures, I'm seeing a lot of people talk
they're
about
dumb.
Zelda based on these screenshots that she's changed her moveset.
They're dumb.
I know. First off, her moveset did not change. I am certain of this. There's one picture in particular. There's a screenshot of Zelda using or summoning or something the Phantom from Spirit Tracks.
If we can't get that up on the live stream.
Yeah. I can get
get that up on the live stream.
You want me to get the Spirit Tracks one up? Okay.
The Spirit Tracks one up where she's like slashing using the Phantom thing from Spirit
Tracks. It's in the additional Zelda pictures, yeah?
I saw a lot of people saying this is her new either B down or B side. Which
is insane.
I completely.
So they're gonna just get rid of the most like Din's fire is just a little bit important.
Especially if she still has Nehru's love, and it's been confirmed in an additional picture on the website that she has been confirmed to have Pharaoh's Wind again. So her moveset isn't changing. People were mentioning that, like, in the picture because of the animations, which look the same to me. I don't get where people are saying that it looks any different. The only difference are the effects that are coming off of the attack.
Off what?
The effects that are coming off of the attacks. So, like, there's a picture where she's using her side tilt, and people said it looked like some new attack. And there's another picture where she's doing her forward air, and it looks like a different attack, but it's clearly the same attack if you really analyze it. I don't know. Which of these pictures do you guys want to talk about?
So I'm sorry it's quite blurry. I had to quickly download it, but there's the picture with the Phantom.
Are we talking about her attack with the Phantom?
Yeah. I think that's an assist trophy, isn't it?
I can't even tell anymore, but...
It's a Spirit Tracks Phantom because it's got the square shield. That's my Zelda nerd showing through.
What kind of... This is going to be a weird attack.
It's not an attack.
It's not an attack. It's an assist trophy. Yeah, it's going to be an assist trophy.
Absolutely 100% assist
trophy. Yeah, because she can't just have something pop up and disappear.
No, that's like Marvel level. Yeah. You can't bring Marvel into Smash Brothers, man.
Yeah, it would look messy and...
Wait. Maybe she's trying to copy Peach because, you know, when Peach does a down beat, she pops out Toad. Maybe she brings out this big black buff motherfucker.
One. Hold up. One. It's her neutral B. Two. What?
Can you imagine? Man. Peach pulls out Toad. Zelda's like, fuck
that,
you.
That looks like her... I want to say... No, never mind. I don't know what animation she's doing. I was going to say jab, but that's not her jab.
Do you think the Phantom is her jab?
No, I mean, I thought it would be an assist trophy with him doing, like, a jab in the background or something.
Okay, you know, here's how it is. Zelda...
It looks like she's starting to do her taunt where she, like, waves down a carriage.
I think Sakurai is just trying to say that females can't fight by themselves. Because they have Lumas, they have Hoes.
Oh my lord, how many people have we offended so far? Oh.
Right, okay, we've done... many.
Politically incorrect podcast.
That's alright, we're
too bad. You know, Zelda can summon the Phantom, and, you know, Sakurai's out here, you know, he's trying to go for the equality with lots of female characters this time around. You know, he's going to try and make everyone happy. And he's gonna give Samus the ability to summon Ridley.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
we'll just give everyone a summon. Villager gets to summon trees. Zelda gets the Phantom. Samus gets Ridley. Bowser's actually gonna get cut. But he's actually gonna get cut back out, and Mario's gonna summon Bowser.
Warchamp, you actually mentioned something specifically that a lot of people talked about too with this reveal. I think you did this on purpose to give me a segue. But it's basically when Sakurai revealed Zelda, he said. Zelda joins the battle this time around. It's great to see so many female characters this time, which a lot of people, it's led to a lot of speculation where people are saying, all right, well, we already know Zelda and Peach, Wii Fit Trainer, Rosalina, Samus, Zero Suit Samus. Is there going to be another female character? Do you guys think we might get Palutena?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, no. Wait.
Who said Justin Bieber? I didn't even hear that.
He retired from music because he's joining Smash.
Yeah.
Great.
Nobody could hear me.
you have to say, bud.
Ricky, we want to hear what you're going to say.
I already said who was going to be confirmed next.
Who?
Justin. If we're looking for more female characters...
I'm Super Turtle. The Turtle is saying Crystal confirmed.
Ricky, so. you realize it's 2014 now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
We do not.
So I want to point out something someone in the chat just mentioned. And Ricky, I'm going to save this picture for you for the editing later on. So for Tay Astro Games, I think I'm saying your name right, Tay Astro Games, he posted a picture saying, if you want proof of Din's fire, I'm going to link this in the Skype call too because I think it's pretty interesting. Let me just open up this thing and we'll see what happens.
Did you just confirm Ricky will be editing this episode as well?
No. Maybe, I guess. Yeah, he's forced to. Anyway,
he's saying it indirectly. Right. Indirectly, he's saying
it. No, I'm saying it on purpose. So anyways, I linked in the Skype the picture that Astro pointed out, and I'm also going to put it in the Skype chat thing.
Oh, yeah, it's got the flash from Din's Fire from when you activate it, from where you make it explode.
Right, so there's a screenshot where you see Zelda winding up to do Din's Fire. So clearly, this Phantom is not her B-side, despite what a lot of people said. It's just trophy confirmed.
They're just reusing the animation for her new Phantom Summon move. That's all.
Oh, stop.
Didn't they also
stop.
Reuse like all of her animations? And
they did, actually. Yeah. Yeah, I think they did.
But, don't change what ain't broke.
But, they added a lot of effects in this one, though. Like, there's a picture of
her
using Kuro's Wind.
She looks way better.
It's so beautiful.
She looks like a, I don't know, someone cool now.
The metal
like,
textures princess. Look really nice compared to how it was in Brawl.
If I
the
could
poses,
have sexual
too.
Relations with a video game.
Oh my god, please stop. Warchamp, We can't be doing
I'm
this.
I'm sorry, but Smash Bros. With Namco? Oh.
So this is the part that I completely cut out at the end.
Right.
This is a special treat for all of our live viewers.
Oh, my God. Oh, another thing I wanted to point out. This has nothing to do with any competitive relevance, but I think it's worth noting. This sort of became a Tumblr meme and a Twitter meme, and it was on Gaff. There's a picture
JoJo
doing the JoJo stand, the pose from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and people were calling Zelda JoJo Lion. And in fact, the official Wii U page in the UK picked up on the meme, took another picture, and then had DK and Samus in another picture with her as the stands in the background, which I thought was really funny. So, for the five of you that read JoJo.
Yeah, all five of you.
All five of you.
Never even heard of it.
I love it, though. All right, so is there anything else you guys want to talk about Zelda, or we can
move Zelda. On? I hate...
Who was saying that she wasn't going to come back last episode?
Yeah, who was that? Damn. Anyway, December 27th.
Oh!
So that'll be this one.
Yeah, so December 27th, we got absolutely nothing. This was a confirmation of a break for the Miiverse pictures, and it's a picture of Battlefield that I'm pretty sure we already saw before. Some people were trying to find things in it, and apparently they were trying to prove to me that this isn't the same picture, but this looks like the same picture to me. I don't know.
Battlefield looks nice.
Oh, it's a beautiful state.
That's probably my favorite Battlefield ever.
Yeah.
If you notice, he's put more texture detail into the clouds.
Yep. Then into the stage itself.
You gotta pay attention to the minutiae.
Where are you?
Yeah, come on.
Oh. Okay.
At least cut a hole in the box or something.
At least. Oh my god. Okay.
Oh man. But the thing I want to point out actually, Ricky, you aren't actually lying, because in more recent pictures, you could see the bottom of the Battlefield stage, like from the angle where he's taking pictures, and they actually have added cloud textures. So as much as you were joking, that's actually something they have added.
Think he was joking?
This. I wasn't joking. I know this. I'm part of the development team.
You weren't part of the development team. Get out of here.
If you were part of the development team, you wouldn't have to be using a box microphone.
To be honest, if he was part of the development team, I would be afraid to see what the roster would look like.
It would probably be more efficient for Ricky just to shout and try and get picked up by my mic.
Across the world. He lives across the planet, all the way on the other side.
I try so hard. Every episode I try. Every episode.
The viewers still love you, Ricky. Everybody loves you. You already know that. So there was a big week-long break, as you guys already know. And then when we came back on January 6th, I want to say, let me scroll up, we got the reconfirmation of trophies. So I don't think any of us expected trophies would be gone.
No, I actually like trophies a lot.
Yeah, I do
when
too.
When I was young and playing Melee, that's how I figured out about a lot of old games, Nintendo games. I would look at the trophies and stuff. It's cool.
The only thing I didn't expect is I didn't think there would be full trophy sets for both the Wii U and the NES version. I thought they were going to share and use Street Pass somehow. So the fact that they both have their full-on trophy collections, I think that's really cool.
Oh, you know there are going to be exclusive trophies that you can only get by street passing. Like, 1 in 100 games will have it in the game, and the only other way to get it is through street pass, though, just because they are desperate to push that street pass down our throats. Absolutely desperate.
I'm sure you're probably right, Duncan. I'm sure there will be street pass exclusive ones, but they're both actually, the trophies between both are exclusive to each other's games.
Yeah, I get that.
Because it actually says right in the post, Sakurai says, pick of the day, there will be trophies in the 3DS and Wii U games, and each version will boast different types and models. 3DS trophies will be mainly from handheld games, while the Wii U version will feature trophies from the home console games.
AR cards, maybe?
Oh, man. Yeah. Or trophy, like, could you imagine, like, Disney Infinity or Skylander, like, real-life trophies that you would have to buy to skin in the game?
Booster packs.
No, they would make so much money. Fund it, Nintendo.
Would you actually buy that shit?
No,
I probably would for certain characters. I would buy, like, a Windfish trophy from Link's Awakening. I would.
Yeah, well, I'd probably buy that too, because I collect Zelda shit, and that is sad.
Yeah,
but I'd probably buy it as well.
But Sakurai also made a point to point out in the comments of this. Sakurai said the new Super Smash Bros. Games are expected to be released sometime in 2014. We're still working out and beefing them up, so please stay tuned. So basically, he just wanted to give a confirmation after the new year that indeed the games will be coming out in 2014. There were rumors a while ago that it was going to be spring. I don't think it's going to be spring. I feel like we would know a release date by now if it was spring. I don't know. I'm feeling summer. I feel like it'll probably be June or July.
I'm feeling December.
Yeah, me too. I'm feeling just before Christmas because Nintendo really like to have that sort of 5 month release date announcement or 4 month release date announcement. At the very least, they announce it that far in advance.
Wasn't Brawl delayed like 3 times?
Brawl was delayed. The first time it was going to be December. They announced a release date. Then they delayed it to January, and then they delayed it to my birthday, which was March 9th.
So you think you're cool now?
So you were born the same day Brawl was made. I'm so sorry.
But I guess only shitty things
happen on that day. Hello.
Oh, wow.
What did you say?
All right.
Like, Blazer's going to need to repeat that because I didn't hear it.
I said, I guess only shitty things happen on that day. Oh, LOL.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Do. Shots have been fired.
Yep.
How miserable. Roronoa. Wow. Man in the chat just said Roronoa pause. All right, so hold on. So we're going to go to the next picture. The next picture was January 7th. And this is what I was talking about earlier, Zeph, with Zelda's side tilt.
Oh.
Because Sakurai says in the thing, he says Zelda's strong side attack. It's a slash attack that utilizes her magic to make even a simple slash look sharp.
Why does it look so powerful? God.
People didn't realize that this was a tilt. People thought this was her new smash, which is definitely not. It's clearly her tilt.
She's clearly running. She's clearly running in that picture.
I'm going to slap all of you.
No, that's her tilt.
That's a side tilt.
That is a tilt. There was a huge argument in the freaking Project M social thread about this because they were like, strong side attack, what's that? And someone had to freaking come in and be like, that's what tilts are called. It's in the goddamn manual.
It is, yeah. If you look in the original Melee manual, tilts are called strong attacks. So,
fair enough.
Clearly we've got our answer now. Zeph, this is what I was talking about, though, with the effects.
Yeah.
Like how sort of her arm is outstretched and it's got almost the slash effect that Marth has now. But I guess all the characters, I guess, have that thing where it looks like they're cutting through the air, so.
Will we be able to see the characters?
You're gonna need to yell right now, Ricky.
Dude, will we be able to see the characters anymore? Because they just keep adding a boatload of effects.
This man is like sticking his head in and out of a box while he's talking.
See, now I like how it's perfectly clear when he laughs.
Yeah.
He talks, we cannot hear him.
Are you doing this on purpose?
He's doing this on purpose. You troll.
No, somebody send this man a microphone.
This man's running around breaking cellos.
I swear on everything, man. I'm trying my best, but it's not working.
Somebody send this man.
I don't even know if you can hear me now.
We hear you now.
Can we start like a Twitch campaign to fund Ricky a new microphone?
Kickstart that.
The next picture is actually cool, though.
Yeah, the next picture is cool. So we're going to move on. It's January 8th, and it's the picture of the Punch-Out ring, or what we're assuming is going to be the Punch-Out ring. It could just be a Smash Brothers stage, but we all think it's a Punch-Out ring. It's Mega Man and Mario and Zelda, and Mario is standing on the ropes in the ring. And Sakurai points out that the ropes surrounding the ring, you can actually use the stretchiness of the ropes to do a spring jump. However, you can't pull on them to launch yourself sideways in a Lariat attack.
Worst stage.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Worst stage. I want to clothesline people, man.
That would be awesome if they added that.
I think it's the worst stage because it's a walk-off, but apart from that, it's pretty cool.
I think it'll be a fun stage just to like change things up. I mean, obviously, it won't be a competitive one, but I don't know. I think like
is anything ever competitive except like Final Destination, and that's
yeah. Of course there is.
We got Battlefield, Pokemon Stadium, the Yoshi Story. I don't think there's ever been an unfair Yoshi stage.
Yeah, there's
which one?
Super Yoshi? Mario, whatever.
Oh yeah, that doesn't count though.
Hello.
Here's how you make the one in Melee with the pipes and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's how you make a competitive stage. All right. Is it flat? Yeah. Is it floating in a void? Yeah. Does it have platforms? Maybe. Are they floating in the void as well? Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's why Mute City and Brinstar got banned. Same with Rainbow Cruise. It had nothing to do with anything else, but there weren't enough in a void.
Avoiding stuff too, but I was going to say walk-off stuff, but it seems like anything with a wall. I do love, not to deter from the conversation, but like I actually really like the Castle Siege Project M version.
Well, yeah, I got rid of the worst part.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool, except for the one part where you're falling and it's technically...
So now it's a transforming stage. Stage one. Is it floating in a void? Yeah.
Yep.
Stage two. Second part. Is it floating in a void? Yeah.
Are there platforms? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to the next picture. This is another one talking about bad stages. This is another one we're talking about. This is the Rainbow Road stage. This is what we were mentioning with the 3DS picture a little earlier. You can clearly see Shy Guys coming from the side. They're coming in horizontally.
Never saw this picture before, so now I'm upset.
Yeah, so this basically confirms the Rainbow Road stage is going to be just as bad as the one that was in the Wii version.
Is it coming horizontally? It looks like it's coming vertically from the back, because if you look at the line between Fox and the Wii Fit trainer, that's coming from the back. It's not coming across the stage at all.
Yeah, they're coming from behind.
They are coming from behind. You're right. All right, you're right.
Listen, you know what game wasn't stage wasn't competitive?
What?
With cars coming from the back? F-Zero. You know what stage wasn't competitive with cars coming from the side? Mario Kart. You know what don't work? Cars.
Cars in the game. Ever. Well, people were saying, again, like stupid things.
Cars can work sometimes, though. Tell me who didn't play Melee and just spent like hours and hours blowing up all the cars on Mute City.
Pretty much.
And just watching the smoke. That shit was fun as fuck. destroying all the cars, and like when you killed all the cars, they left like a big ass pile of smoke, like 9/11 status.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Well, we have officially offended everyone.
All right. Yeah, we have officially offended everyone. All right, but we're gonna move on to the next picture, which is the last picture of the 2 weeks of Miiverse pictures, and this is the confirmation
that indeed,
Ricky, I am a psychic, because we got King Dedede.
He fucking keep himself up.
We got King Dedede on January 10th. We got it right there. The main reason I expected this was because of the fact that Kirby Triple Deluxe came out that day in Japan, and there's actually a full-on minigame with King Dedede that's part of the actual main game. So a lot of people were predicting a Kirby character to be announced on the 10th, but some people were saying Meta Knight. I knew pretty clearly it was going to be Dedede. So,
Clearly.
So what do you guys think of Dedede? Are you happy he's back? Like, what are you expecting from him?
I like that he's cartoonish now, and he doesn't have a blank expression.
Yeah, they're seriously going all out with the expression.
Yeah, can we talk about that?
He's like Kirby right back at you, Dedede.
Southern Dedede. He's got to have like that. He's still going to be voiced by Sakurai.
Yeah, no, but I mean, he has a personality now. He doesn't have the same face all the time.
I got to stop that there, Kirby.
Pretty much that. He's cartoonish, like he should be.
Yeah, I love the new look of Dedede too. Was there something you were going to say, Ricky?
He's not going to be voiced as a whatchamacallit, a bigoted Southerner, right?
Oh. No, he was in the cartoon show. That's why I said it.
But when Sakurai...
Oh, no. Sakurai's going to...
sound weird. Sounds. I don't know what he, like...
I think Sakurai just basically eats his mic Ricky style and goes, bark, 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 bark. And that's it. Like, I don't know. Yeah. But I agree with Warchamp. I think the expressions on him are way cooler this time. He looks like a cartoon character as opposed to being a... Yeah, blank expressionless, weird King Dedede.
This is going to come out of nowhere, but King Dedede has always creeped me out because he's a penguin with thumbs.
Well, I don't really know. Once you've seen it,
you can never unsee it.
I don't even think he's... Is he a penguin at all?
Of course he's a penguin. Are you joking?
He's a penguin, and he has thumbs. There's something seriously wrong with that.
I thought you were going to mention the picture where he's like... Batman. What'd you say about Batman?
Are you kidding me?
He never watched the old Batman movies.
Are you kidding me?
There's obviously the penguin in that.
And the penguin has thumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing, is it? He's not actually a penguin. He's just a villain called the Penguin.
Confirmed for Smash Brothers.
A joke.
Rachel.
All right.
Rachel.
The throat cancer.
Gonna be in Smash Brothers.
The throat.
Penguin's joining me. His name's Dedede.
Why is nobody stopping Roger? Why?
I don't know.
My name is Bane, and I killed Robin.
There is no stopping.
Why?
I just gave up. I'm literally just. I just have my head leaning on my microphone with my eyes closed. I'm just like waiting for this episode to end.
I can't do it by myself.
Damn.
No, Duncan, when you mentioned Dedede creeping you out, I thought you were going to point out the picture where he's, like, impaling the villager with his hammer.
Oh, there's that, too.
Weird, like, I see what you did there look on his face.
Of everything that appears in Smash, the thing that weirds you out is
the penguin with thumbs, yeah. It's the thumbs,
it's
man. Penguins should not have thumbs.
It's not the plumber that jumps on spiked turtles as a plot device.
No.
It's not the princess that pulls her servants or vegetables out of her dress.
Well, she pulls the vegetables out of the ground. She pulls the mushroom out of her, from under her dress.
It's not the car racing guy who is a freaking bounty hunter on the side.
Falcon's top tier. He's god tier. It's Captain Falcon.
It's not Mr. Game.
It's not the anthropomorphic animals that fly spaceships around the universe.
Well, we're doing it. Okay. We're doing the roster right now. No, you're on a roll. Come on, Warchamp. Let's go. Keep it going.
It's not the original console peripheral that shoots lasers out of his eyes.
Hey, don't forget about the
points
for that one. Hey, keep it going.
It's not the male character that wears a tiara.
It's not the mutant creatures from a fictional universe that kick the shit out of each other for fun. I can't die.
Okay, Wii Fit Trainer's kind of creepy, actually. You look at Wii Fit Trainer, she's kind of strange. She's got, like, no expression. She just stares at you, kills you with yoga moves. I think I'd be most scared of Wii Fit Trainer.
It's none of that. It's none of that. It's not the pink blob that swallows people.
Oh my god, we're still doing this.
And somehow does not kill them in doing so.
Somebody gets the psychic children.
It's not the kids with psychic powers that fight some demonoid metaphysical creature that's like the personification of a fetus or something. No.
Okay, we're gonna stop this right here because this
it's
is going
none
on.
Of those. It's none of those.
No.
I want to point out, oh,
it's
Lord.
The penguin that has thumbs.
Oh my god, stop.
Hey.
You need to stop.
Oh my god, what just happened? You're screaming in your microphone.
Back away.
Calmed. Are we here? Moderator has arrived. All right. One thing I wanted to point out. Well, actually, two things. One is DDD's dazed effect. There's like the DDD's dazed effect where it has the stars going around his head.
Yeah.
Is that the standard dazed effect for characters, or is that something that comes out of one of her moves? That's the shield break?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other question. Not a question, but something that people brought up, which I thought was interesting. There's a picture where DDD is looking out at the player, and he's, like, sweating. And people were saying, where is that from? And I actually think that's right before the hammer explodes, his down B. Because if I remember correctly in Brawl, if you hold down the hammer enough, the hammer explodes. But right beforehand, he, like, looks at the player, basically being like, come on, come on, like, hurry up and use the move, otherwise I'm going to get hurt here. And I think that's what that is, but I'm not sure. And if you guys have any ideas, you can let me know.
That just reminded me of a question.
Yeah.
In Brawl, did they remove the thing where... I don't know what activated it, but sometimes Star KOs in Melee, the character would hit the screen. Did they remove that in Brawl?
No, that's in Brawl.
What?
Yeah, those are definitely in Brawl, because people have taken pictures where it's like Ike smacks up against the screen and like Rob and... Yeah,
Had it happen in Project M or anything. I don't know.
That's if they get knocked. If you get knocked,
did you take him out of Project M or something?
What are we talking about?
No, like you know how in Melee the Star KOs sometimes they'll hit the screen. Is that in Brawl? Do you know?
So, I don't remember seeing it.
I am positive it's in Brawl.
Star KOs and hit the screens are both in Brawl.
Yes.
I know Star KOs are, but I mean like hit the screen.
Yes, they're both in Brawl.
Okay, I just don't ever have it happen. That's all.
I think in Project M, I don't remember if we took it out, but I know. Very recently, like for 3.0, we changed the timings on it, I think, or there was like some bug with it. I don't remember the details.
All right. Okay, that's all.
All right, I think that's everything then.
It's not the tiny spaceman using alien plans.
Right.
Oh
okay.
All right. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
So that about does it for the Miiverse pictures. So I think we're sort of done with that. But the next thing we want to talk about of many things, because we're going to be talking about Project M in a little bit with Warchamp. Do you guys want to take a break really quick? Or do you want to keep going?
It's up to you.
It doesn't matter.
Just keep
not
going.
Not the dinosaur that eats people and shit.
Okay, we're storming through. We're storming through. Yeah. All right, so the next thing we're going to talk about, there was an article that went up on December 30th. This was from Silicon Area. It was actually translated from Famitsu, which is a very popular video game magazine in Japan. This was an article with Sakurai where he was being interviewed about balance in the games. And there's a lot of stuff to talk about in this article. Black, I know you just read the article. I know it's a quote specifically you wanted to talk about.
Help.
You want to talk about it?
Well, I didn't really have much to say. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Are you going to talk about that quote?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and talk about it.
Okay. let me find it again. okay, here it is. By making adjustments that get rid of all the advantages and disadvantages and could turn a game into a mediocre one without any challenge. Basically, Brawl. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say about that, but I hope when they do all these balances or whatever, like, they stick with it. Do we still have the whole patch thing confirmed or whatever, where they're going to keep, like, changing shit? Or is that...
I feel like the patch thing, we haven't really heard more about that since the last time you were on. But I feel like it's still going to be where they're going to release the game. They're doing these multiplayer tests, which I'm assuming mean they're in-office multiplayer tests. They're not like playing with, you know, a beta or something like that. Though that might be a smart idea if they released a beta, but they won't. but I think one of the things that's kind of interesting regarding the patches is that I feel like Sakurai is really determined to make it as balanced as possible, and he's only going to patch the game as a worst-case kind of scenario. Am I wrong in this, or...?
I don't know. Just Smash has always been, as much as I like the game, it's always been horribly imbalanced. It's always the same couple characters with the results in tournaments.
Well, I think that just comes down to people playing other characters, finding out, you know, who has the good hitboxes, who has, like, you know, who has the lag.
That's exactly what I mean.
Time where they're, like, immunity. That's
what balance
is. It's like,
but Roger, that is what balance
is. People play as a character, they learn which players they like, they find that's how those characters become good. Like,
Roger, did you borrow? Did you just borrow Ricky's box? I was just
Well, no. I mean, because you could play Pichu all you want, but no matter what, Fox, Sheik, Falco, Marth, Jigglypuff, Captain Falcon, Ice Climbers, Mario, Ganondorf—they're all gonna be better.
No matter what. Of course they will. Yeah.
So the games are always just been horribly imbalanced. I mean, there's no way that Bowser could ever beat Meta Knight. It's just not possible.
Well, he's trying regardless, because with this one, I know
he has a history of.
Yeah, I know he does have a history, but with Bowser and Pit, they've really been changing up the movesets. We talked about this last episode, but the buffs to everyone from DK to Link. I feel like he's trying more than ever this time, but I think I'm sort of like with what Black was saying before the show started, which is that I think we need to see actual footage of these characters, like long footage, long form footage of these characters fighting each other before we can really make a judgment on, like, if something's imbalanced or not. Because otherwise, through a screenshot, you can't really tell. Because for all we know, Donkey Kong could be the strongest character in the entire game, and he destroys everyone. But, you know, we're not actually going to see the extent of the buffs that character got until we see full-on footage.
Even if we get full-on footage of, like, random people playing for, like, 10 minutes or so, it's probably not going to be the most helpful, although it will help somewhat. But in order to get a full sense of what works and what doesn't, you need people like Mewtwo King and stuff playing this, because they will figure out what works and they will use it no matter what.
Oh, you know, a week into it, Mewtwo King's going to find every exploit for Mega Man and make him like the top tier character of the entire game, I'm sure.
Yeah, but what I'm saying here is that, like, the people that are going to be playing these games are probably not going to be very competitive players. So, We basically need to have someone play the game that knows what they're doing, that knows what to look for and whatnot.
Well, one thing, see, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, though, because for Brawl, they invited some pretty famous Smashers to come out and invite. Yeah, so they invited them to come out and play it.
And that did nothing. It did nothing.
Well, it did nothing because they changed the whole physics of it.
Well, it sounds like that was a publicity stunt more than anything else, because if they invite them to come out and play a finished game, then the people say this game sucks. They're not going to go, oh, we're going to start again then, are they? They're still going to release the game.
Yeah, I want to take another quote from this thing. It says, The game balance of Super Smash Bros. Brawl started 6 years before its release, and most likely goes back even further during its time of development, and it's never been reformed, even though... What? Never been even reformed through...
Even through the updates afterwards.
Yeah, I want to, like... That just even lowers my expectations for balance in this game even more.
Yeah. When was there ever an update for Brawl? Is what
it's been 6 years of development, and they didn't notice that Snake's up tilt hitbox reached across Final Destination. 6 years!
I think a lot of that, though, a lot of that comes down to the fact that Brawl was the one game of all of these games. Like this game is being developed by Sora and with the help of Namco Bandai. That's it. There's no other studios working on this game. Brawl was worked on by Monolith Soft, by, I'm pretty sure, EAD, by a bunch of other places, a bunch of other studios. I think the total for studios that worked on that game was about like 8 or 9, and I feel like it's kind of impossible to get balance if you're just passing this game through all these other studios and trying to find out, you know, what these characters are going to do. You know, you don't have, like, a core development team, so you can't really find out what these characters are able to do or, you know, what's not working or something like that. So Konami might have, like, worked on the Snake part, or Monolith Soft might have, and didn't alert Sora or whatever in the playtesting, and then we ended up getting some horrible up tilt, like you
Why
said.
Why do they need to be alerting when they're testing
yeah. okay. for hold on, hold 6 years?
That's what I'm saying, I know.
I have 2 points to make, and one is very relevant, and one is not relevant whatsoever. Okay. The first, I'm gonna do, like, the least relevant one. Roger, I only just now, we're on episode 14, okay? I've been here since like the 5th or something. I have just now that avatar you're using on Skype right now that I have seen plenty of times is basically a spoiler.
Okay, we're not even, this is only, way off only, topic. This
I
way
told
off
you it was unrelated.
We don't even need to talk about that.
The actual related one that I want to talk about is that you mentioning like all the studios that worked on Brawl, I didn't actually know it was made by a crap ton. But I have a friend who is, like, really big on game design stuff and, like, you know, he has...
You have
like,
a friend?
Who's really big on game design and has, like, a Neo Geo and, like, 2 Virtual Boys and, like, lots of retro games and is really, really big on, like, smart game design and stuff like that. And he's always said that Brawl really felt like there was just a lot of people with their hands in that project. And working on Project M, we've seen, like, kind of inside the internals of Brawl, and it's a filthy mess.
Right.
As far as code goes, and it's definitely a filthy mess as far as game feel goes. Like, it's just all over the place. And the fact that you mentioned that's actually by, like, 9 studios at once...
Makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense now.
You never knew that before?
No, I didn't know it was, like, 9 different
studios. Yeah, it was Monolith Soft. In fact, I'm going to count them all right now. We had Monolith, which does, like, Xenoblade. They helped with Skyward Sword. They helped with even Animal Crossing, I think. But they're just recently purchased by Nintendo as a first-party studio, so they're the ones working on X. They used to make the Xenogears games, Xenosaga, stuff like that. So they had their hand in it. Sora had their hand in it. Sora's studio that they set up for Kid Icarus had their hand in it because they wanted to have the Kid Icarus characters be the same model or at least similar models to the game they were currently working on for 3DS, which was Uprising. There was... Hell Labs, which was working on it. There was another studio with Hell Labs. I forgot which one it was, but it's like one of their subsidiaries. Brownie Brown was working on parts of it, which does like... I think it's made up of like people who used to work on Final Fantasy or something like that. I can't remember who else. And then there's like at least 3 other studios, and you already know Sega and Konami had their hand in it as well because of Snake and... what's it called? Snake and Sonic. And then on top of that, if you look in trademarks... Though that necessarily doesn't mean that they've had like an effect on the game, Game Freak, Intelligent Systems, and Creatures all had a hand in it as well. So that's a lot of studios.
Yeah,
that's a lot of studios. And with this one, excuse
Hello?
Me one sec. My phone just had my old phone. You guys keep talking.
Okay.
You're the one talking.
Yep. Well.
Yeah, I still have no hope for the game being as balanced as he says it's going to.
I trust Namco. I will say that.
I have hope in the fact that Nintendo are finally realizing that, you know, the patches are a thing and that downloadable content is a thing and that they can do that, you know.
They're, Should they're never like, be mandatory.
They're like 10 years no, late, but...
I disagree with that. The whole patches and stuff. I think if you're going to make something, make it right. And even if you, like, mess up here and there, just keep it the same way. Because, like, a game with Smash, like... Competitive Smashers, they time everything, like, ridiculously precisely, and they base their whole, like, play style around, like, the smallest of movements. So, like, if you're going to keep changing that, that's...
Yeah, you're right, actually, because I've never played such a fast-paced fighting game. You know, I've played a lot of Street Fighter, but that's the only fighting game I've really ever got into, and it's a lot slower paced than Smash, whereas if they patch something, you can get used to it quite quickly.
Yeah.
Whereas...
I mean, even in Project M from Melee, I think there's a dead frame on a jump, Warchamp. Is that it?
What?
There's like a one-frame difference between the spaces from them and Project M and Melee.
Yeah.
In Brawl, because of the absolute mess it is,
yeah,
there is a one-frame delay on all physics taking effect.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, I read dead frames. But yeah, that's what I mean. It feels completely different because of just that one frame.
It does. Mm. It does feel really different.
Well, I can't put my finger on why, but I never really enjoyed Brawl, whereas Melee was one of my favorite games to mess about on the GameCube, so... I think I played Brawl like 3 times.
Yeah, it's the smallest of change can just throw everything off.
Mm-hmm. Well, that goes to a quote that's also in this article that I wanted to bring up, because they were talking about balance. And I don't know that necessarily this is the right way to balance the game, but this is directly how he's saying he's doing it. So he said, this is quoted from Sakurai, "Rather than directly weakening an attack's advantageous parts, we're putting effort into keeping them strong, while then adding other weaknesses to them," Sakurai explains. "Like giving the attacks punishable openings or weakening the character's mobility or recovery weight. We're making comprehensive adjustments to characters, even for parts that might seem completely irrelevant." So basically, they're buffing every character, finding what's too broken, and then nerfing them.
Yeah, but what defines what's too broken?
That's what I'm saying, right? Because, like, we just talked about this last week. Marth got a buff. Marth's Shieldbreaker got a buff because he didn't see enough people online using Shieldbreaker.
Yeah.
Like, that seems wrong.
That doesn't even make sense.
No. And there's things like that. I understand where the concern is coming from because of statements like that. I mean, I do have faith in Sakurai. I do. And I feel like the lack of multiple studios working on it now that it's just Sora and Project Sora has been disbanded and, like, Monolith is probably going to help with, like, data stuff, but I don't think they're going to be programming the game. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Namco's behind a lot of it. I'm sure Namco's not going to let the game come out with bad netcode. You know the Wi-Fi is going to be better in this than in Brawl. You just know immediately. Especially because Namco...
Exactly hard.
No, but also, Namco is known for having really good online. Like, Tekken is... Say what you want about Tekken, but Tekken's online is fantastic. So... that at least is good to me. But there's another thing that I want to talk about that's in this article that people have pointed out, but it's not really something surprising. I think all of us have sort of seen this by this point, which is that Sakurai confirmed Captain Falcon.
No, he didn't. Yes,
he did.
Just saying that he has a Falcon punch, doesn't mean Falcon's in the game. He's been in 3 other games.
Yeah, but it does, because he's talking about the difficulty in adjusting balances for the game, and he says, such as in the 4-player free-for-alls and one-on-one fights, as circumstances are completely different. This can't be helped at times. For example, some attacks like Falcon's Falcon Punch might work well when there's other players, but not ever hit during a one-on-one fight.
That doesn't mean anything.
It sounds like he's talking, and I mean, it's not like this is some big shock. Like, we all know Falcon's going to be in it anyway, but the fact that he pointed out Falcon, maybe we might be seeing a Falcon reveal relatively soon.
I think he was just naming a really strong, slow attack that everybody knows the name of.
Fair enough.
That could be that, too.
Yeah, but there's... Falcon Punch is, like, really iconic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Which is another reason why I think there's no way that he's going to go anywhere, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that. Yeah, yeah. However...
you know, I like Zeph's comment last Japan time where he was like, Captain Falcon and heroed after what happened to him in Brawl. I was fucking laughing just... so hard.
But one thing I was going to mention too in regards to Falcon is, like Black Blastoise, you just said Falcon Punch is such an iconic move with Smash Brothers, and the next character reveal, a lot of people are assuming it's probably going to be Diddy Kong with Tropical Freeze in February, and then Yoshi with the Yoshi's New Island game in March. However, I think we're going to be getting a character reveal, or at very least a stage reveal, or a newcomer reveal. But my best bet is I think we're going to get a returning character reveal on January 21st. And the reason I'm saying this is because January 21st is the 15th anniversary of Super Smash Bros. And Nintendo in the past couple years have been loving the 15th and 25th anniversaries of stuff.
And I feel like Sakurai is the kind of person who puts an importance on dates. So even if we don't see a character, at the very least, I'm assuming that there will be a cool screenshot on January 21st, which, is that a weekday? Yeah, so it's actually a Tuesday. And he was known for dropping characters on Tuesday when the dojo first started. So maybe we'll be getting a Captain Falcon reveal on the 21st, or maybe we'll be getting a good character or something amazing, like maybe the ability to turn stage hazards off, like we've discussed, might be a possibility. So, which would be great. That would be a great birthday surprise for the for the 15th anniversary. I think that's it, though, for this interview. Are you guys pretty much cleared for this interview?
Yeah.
All right, then I want to have, since we have Warchamp here, Warchamp, could we sort of discuss what you've been seeing with Project M so far, like the community's reaction, things you guys are talking about adjusting, initial impressions, things like that. So you're here, so I want to use you.
Like, what do you want to know? I mean, I don't think there's anyone that's been upset with 3.0.
No one's been upset with it, but we've been loving it. But I'm saying, is there anything you've noticed, like maybe trends, player trends, character trends?
What do you got to say, Dan?
Ivysaur and Zelda.
Are you making fun of my choices? Come on.
I'm making fun of everyone that plays those two.
I like those characters. They're great.
Of course you like them, because they were...
They were what?
I don't know the word I want to describe.
The skill now. Cap on them. I mean, you could take Fox, put him in one hand, and then you take Zelda and put him in her in the other. And there's quite the difference in the things you gotta do, like button inputs. Zelda has about like four.
Dinsfire, Nehru's love.
Yeah.
Her throws and side smash.
It's a subjective point, but in 2.6, you know what? Let's go back a little bit further. In 2.0 or 2.1, Ike was really good, and a lot of people really liked playing Ike, and their main was Ike. And then in 2.6, Ike was brought back into line with the rest of the cast, to be fair. And there was, all of a sudden, it's kind of a mystery, but there was a lot less Ike mains all of a sudden after he got nerfed a little bit. Not sure why, you know, just, I don't know if it was just a lack of character loyalty or something else. I'm not sure what it was. But 2.6, Ivysaur and Zelda were pretty good. And 3.0 hasn't been out quite long as of this point, and so, you know, people might still be thinking if they still enjoy the character, but I wouldn't be surprised.
What is your point of this? I just want to get to the point.
My point is that
Shofu going in right now.
I just want to put a point in. The point I'm trying to make is that Roger's two favorite characters are two that prior to 3.0 were pretty good.
Well, yeah, because I like Zelda. I like to win, man. And on top of that, the reason... That's actually not even why I picked up Zelda in 3.0. The reason I picked up Zelda... I never played Zelda in any of the previous versions. I picked her up because she was announced for the new Smash Brothers game. Yeah. It was literally the day she was announced I started playing Zelda.
I'm not as concerned with Zelda as I am with Ivysaur.
Well, Ivysaur I don't play with as much as I play with Zelda. You could ask Ricky. Games. Ricky, who do I usually play with?
Hello.
What? Jigglypuff? Is that what you said?
I never played Jigglypuff.
I'm disappointed.
Black Blastoise just quoted me. He just said, "I like Zelda. I like to win." Quoted by Roger in 2014.
Well, no, Zelda's fine. I mean, it's just it's Ivysaur that I don't like because she is such a pocket character. I mean, people will play Fox one match versus Falco. Okay, let's do that. The Falco loses. And they switch over to Ivysaur. Ivysaur is a much more safe character that doesn't rely on tech skill and fast inputs and stuff, and is just as rewarding as playing Falco. I'm really biased against the character. It's just low risk, high reward.
I think that's how it is with a lot of these characters, though.
There's no way. Ivysaur has...
Ivysaur is like at the top of that, but I'm saying there's a lot of characters where it's high risk, high reward.
No, Ivysaur is low risk, high reward.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because of the recovery with the solar beam, and on top of that you get like the recovery with the... What do you call it, like leech seed when she's using her throw?
For gravity? In any case, this is less relevant now in 3.0, and it's a stupid argument to be having.
Yeah,
That's true. That's true.
3.0 came out, people like it. Samus can crawl, etc.
Roy, Mewtwo, all the costumes.
It's kind of beast.
Update yesterday. No lag on alternate costumes.
It's kind of sick. We got a launcher app now that will be able to download updates and give you up and give you like freaking message notices live. You know, if you have something to say.
Yeah.
Cool. It's pretty cool. I don't know.
Well, then, if we are done talking about Project M, maybe we could take some listener questions from the chat. I've been seeing some pretty good ones that weren't things like Darth Vader and Yoda. And so that was just nonsense when we did that the last time. So I'm going to start reading off some questions from the chat. This one is from Lord Pyre, I think his name is, and he said, Japan Time Podcast. Sakurai is focused on the Wii U Pro controller, but in my knowledge, a lot of Melee and Project M players are used to GameCube controllers, naturally. How do you think the players will move on to the new control scheme with the Wii U Pro controller? They're not going to. I feel like people will do what we talked about in previous episodes, where they'll buy GameCube attachments for Wii remotes.
There already is, isn't there? There's a Wii Pro controller that you can get that's made by a third party. I'll try and find it.
No, there's... There's an adapter where you can use the GameCube controller.
On. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, so I'm sure a lot of people will start using that. I don't know. I feel like, for me, I'm used to using the Classic Controller Pro now. Not the Wii U controller one, but the Classic Controller one that you attach to the Wii remote. And I've been enjoying it. So long as that's still an option, which I'm sure it will be.
I'm less worried about that as I am with everything being wireless.
With, like, input lag?
There's a little bit of that, but having your thing plugged directly into the Wii U does nothing. It still connects wirelessly. So how's that going to work at tournaments and stuff when you're trying to sync up a controller and someone else is trying to do it on another console on the opposite side of the room? It's just...
I didn't even
One thing I was going to ask, was there ever lag like that with WaveBirds?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, okay. I never remember there being a problem with WaveBirds. I guess it's never because... I guess at the time when Melee came out, I wasn't going to tournaments and things like that. But, yeah, I didn't really know there was a problem with the WaveBirds, so...
I mean, it's not as bad as playing on an HDTV with lag like that, but it's noticeable.
Wow, Mr. Warchamp7 just asked in the chat, what does Japan Time Crew think of Smashboards in the last month or two? Nice way to segue into you, Warchamp. So what's been happening with you recently, Warchamp?
What? I didn't see it. Oh, yeah, I did say that. Oh, that's convenient. I thought I typed that in a different chat about Japan Time for some reason.
Nope, definitely about this one. So you want to tell them what you've been up to?
I took over Smashboards. I don't own it. That's still AlphaZilla. But I took over Smashboards as lead admin guy, and I've been doing lots of things and working on it and making it not crash anymore.
So basically, how long until I'm a mod?
Oof. Never.
Oh, God.
I'm just gonna wave these fancy Smashboards pens I have in front of your face all day. Like, can you hear this? Like, can you hear how many I have?
Your fancy Smashboards pens. But the one thing I want to mention, so you brought that up. What are you planning on doing with Smashboards? Because I know we talked about this kind of in private. The blog setup that you're thinking of doing. I guess I can announce that now.
Roger with the leaks. Damn.
It's not a leak. It's just we're talking about it, so we might as well announce it. You're in charge of it. So I'm actually going to be at Apex. Shofu's going to be at Apex. Represent. Shofu, who else is going to be there?
Your mama.
Of our group. Like, who's going to be there?
I don't know. Joey, Sky.
Matt Houston.
Shizzy.
Okay, so of our group...
Giancarlo.
Oh, yeah, Giancarlo is going to be there. So of our group, those are the people who are going to be at Apex. We are going to be doing Japan Time Live. We mentioned this on the episode when Prague was on, and we were talking about discussing it and putting this together. We are actually going to be doing it. So Japan Time Live is happening. It's either going to be Friday or Sunday. We still have to work out the kinks, figure out when would be best, because Sunday might get a little crazy, what with finals and everything, whereas with pools, we might be able to... pull Prague out at certain points and have that great Japan Time and Anime podcast that we've been promising for a very long time. However, I am also going to be writing up a couple blog posts throughout the course of Apex. I'm going to be posting them on Smashboards. Thank you to Warchamp for giving me that opportunity. That'll be pretty fun. But we are looking for writers. So hopefully this will go up before Apex goes up. But if you are someone who's very interested in the Smash Brothers competitive scene and who is interested in writing for Smashboards blog, sort of writing up whatever, competitive battling things, or I don't know, maybe doing character analysis. Warchamp, what other ideas do you sort of have for this blog?
I know the Sky Rogers base is not going to be writing anymore because he just blew the announcement.
I didn't blow the announcement. We talked about it. I told you I was going to talk about it on the show. So, but what else are you sort of planning? Like, what do you want to have people look out for if they want to write for you?
It's just going to be a news portal for Smash stuff. So if people want to write about things going on in the Smash world, then get in touch because that should be launching. I could launch it now if I wanted to be honest.
Yeah. I could probably get you someone.
Yeah. We'll probably have some stuff up. We'll probably also cross-post Japan Time things, maybe show notes. Maybe we'll put like full show notes, sort of like what we do on VG Tribune, and we'll cross-post them on Smash Sports too, just so people can see it. What else? Let's get back to listener questions really quick, because I just saw someone ask, Roger, did you notice the mystery stage in this Zelda screenshot? This was asked by Chris Convor.
Do you want me to put the picture of Samus's Morph Ball?
Yeah.
That's Wily's so stage. It's the center.
That's the center of the Dr. Wily stage?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That answered that question really quick. What else? There were some other characters. How would you like Mewtwo X and Y to work? All right, what are you even talking about? We haven't even gotten them confirmed. So
yeah,
that's not a good question. I think let's wrap it up here then.
Yeah.
Because I think we talked about a lot of good stuff. Guys, where can people find you?
Who's going first? I guess me. I just spoke.
I think Black should go first.
All right, Black. You want to go first? Or you should end it.
No, Black should end it because it's you already know what's going to happen with Black Blaster. So, Zeph, tell people where you find him.
At the real Zeph on Twitter. I've been uploading Smash on the Zeph Effect on YouTube. And that's about it.
That YouTube plugin. All right. Duncan?
I'm at Duncan Kneedeep on Twitter and Duncan Kneedeep on YouTube. It's quite simple.
Ricky?
You're in a box.
Ricky's in the Alps outside. Poor Ricky's been out this whole episode. He's
That's
just
what
like,
you're in.
You can find Ricky on Twitter at the Drowned Box.
Yeah.
I'm so angry.
Ricky, you got to get loud for the ending because you said you have an ending story, so you're going to have
to. Yeah, you're going to have to fix that right now.
You're going to have to come
you're gonna
inside.
You're going to have to fix that so you're back inside for the ending. Warchamp, obviously. Everyone could find you, Warchamp7, pretty much everywhere, right?
Yep. Twitter, Smashboards, Twitch, YouTube, Steam, Tumblr.
Lord. Shofu is at official Shofu on
Facebook.
Twitter.
Facebook.
Shofu's Tumblr is the coolest in the world. Tumblr.com, too.
He doesn't have a Tumblr.
I'm saying that because I just got a Tumblr. My Tumblr is rogerspace.tumblr.com.
Street Pass, Pokemon.
Okay, Warchamp.
Your friend code also, is Warchamp7?
My Nintendo Network ID is.
And then I also want to point out, because I didn't get a chance to say this last time, thank you guys so much who have been subscribing to my YouTube channel. So I just passed 1,000 subs on YouTube. Woo! I'm happy. So thank you guys to watching. My YouTube is RDILUI2. It's always in the description that Shofu posts, but I just wanted to say it now. Also, I'm Rogers Base everywhere else. Rogers Base on Twitter, Rogers Base on Tumblr, Rogers Base on Twitch. I'm pulling a Warchamp right now. Rogers Base everywhere. Rogers Base on Nintendo Network ID.
Try and compete with me. Let's go.
Everything. I can't because you've got way too much stuff. You have you have way too many things you're connected to.
That's damn right.
But I also wanted to point out that we are on Facebook and we are on iTunes as well. So if you search for Japan Time Podcast on Facebook, we just hit, I think, 300. So thank you guys who've already found the page. Go look up Japan Time Podcast, like us, get some updates from us. We post random things. I think we posted that Shingeki no Kyojin remix by the guy who did the Japan Time theme. So that's pretty cool. You can check that out. And also, we are on iTunes. So I was just looking at some of the statistics for iTunes right now. And iTunes has been coming through for us. We mentioned this a couple weeks ago. We were on iTunes new and noteworthy section for the podcast. We want to get that back up again. We want to be back up on the new and noteworthy. Get us back up there again. Subscribe. Give us some 5-star reviews, 5-star ratings. If you give really good reviews and they're funny, we'll read them live on the show. And finally, before Ricky gives his big ending story, Black Blastoise, where can people find you?
You can't find me anywhere. I'm invisible. You can't see me. I'm not even real.
That was a plot twist.
That was a plot twist. I was expecting you to say you're in the club.
He's not anymore, though. That's why he's here.
Whoa.
Oh.
This is scaring me. All right.
That was a one-time thing. I don't know why you guys made such a big deal out of it.
It was funny as fuck.
Then Ricky, are you here? Are you back from outside?
Hold on. Is Duncan still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
It's not the gorilla whose art rival is an alligator. With a wannabe nephew who wears a ball cap and juggles.
All right, I get it.
It's a penguin with thumbs.
Yep.
When she said that I love her, I never really loved her.
What are you even doing? I'm hearing Ricky just saying.
He's like,
did you hear that?
Ricky's cutting in and out.
Ricky's like, I loved her, but I never loved her. What is this?
Okay, Ricky, look, it's your time to shine.
Ricky. Okay, Ricky, I made some hot cocoa. Come inside, man.
Yeah. You're in the cold. I know it doesn't bother
Ricky,
you anyway.
You're so
shout
far
out
away.
Cover, but you got to come back inside, start screaming.
If you ever love a woman, you can't love her with your whole heart. You have to kill her when she's doing the bad things to you. The bad things. And I never understood why.
Excuse me?
What is even going on?
What is happening right now? Where am I?
This is like some crazy rant that's... worse than anything Ricky's ever done. I don't even know what's going on. All right.
Everyone click my link.
Why?
All right. This cannot be unseen. We're ending it here. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back with you actually in a week. We'll be doing a live show from Apex. So thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back soon. Bye.